Hello again. Welcome to our program. We continue in our series on the last mile of the way. We're in the little book of Jude, and we're looking at Jude's purpose in writing this letter. He said, "It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you." We've seen in a previous message that he was exposing the apostasy. He was encouraging the remnant, and he was hoping that he would keep them from falling for the apostasy of the day. And so the little book is divided into two sections. From 1 to 16, he's exposing the apostasy in no uncertain terms, exposing the apostates, by the way, by name. And in the last portion of this little book, 17 to 25, he is encouraging the remnant as to how we might keep from falling for the apostasy of the hour. He said, "It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you." Now, we looked at the word remnant, too, and here's a few examples again in the New Testament. Joseph and Mary were part of the remnant, but after Jesus was only 12 years old, they're after the custom, they're going through the motions, supposing him to be in the company. A lot of that going on by the remnant today. The disciples, part of the remnant, yeah, certainly, but in Gethsemane, they all forsook him and fled. Why? For fear of their lives. Now we focus on Peter and we say, "Well, Peter, yeah, they all forsook him." And then Peter himself, you know, he's part of the inner circle, Peter, James, and John. In John 18 and 5, we read Judas stood with them, and then we read in verse 18, Peter stood with them. Part of the remnant. Paul and Silas, or Paul and Barnabas, rather, the contention was so sharp between them, they departed asunder. Yeah, the remnant's fighting. The Bible says only by pride cometh contention, remnant. Well, we look in this Jude's love letter. He includes the fact that love needs to be, we need more and more love, especially at this age in which we are living. And so his love letter included exposing Cain and Balaam and Korah for who they really were, exposing the apostates of his day down through those first 16 verses of this chapter. Well, if we're going to have the victory, we need to make this our sincere prayer. Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Make this your prayer today. Nearer, still nearer.
Thank you.
Well, again, we've seen here that it was Jude's purpose. He said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you. And so, from verse 17 to verse 19, we read, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, they're talking here about Christ rejectors. I had the word unsaved in here compared to saved. I changed it. They're unsaved because they're Christ rejectors. They don't want Christ in their lives. They're unsaved Christ rejectors. Then in verse 20 to 25, he said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And then he concludes with this benediction. He says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. So he begins in verse 17 and 18. He said, but beloved, remember the words that were spoken. It was told you. There should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. There's a picture of the world right now. Now, what he's basically saying here is, but beloved, remnant, face the facts. In verses 1 to 16, it's talking about facing the facts about the apostasy. Face the facts. But changes the whole thing, and it talks about facing the future concerning the apostasy. So we'll look at the facts and face the future. What are we going to do? Now, to face something is to accept the situation and to deal with it. In verse 18, he said, they told you. They told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. The world is a despicable mess, but we ought not to be bothered about that. We should be bothered if it wasn't. Why? Because it was prophesied. Jesus said it was going to happen. It's going to happen. We need to face the facts. But he said, these be they who separate themselves sensual. This world is getting more sensual by the second. Having not the Spirit, these be they, but ye beloved. And so, to these, he says seven things. We're going to look at these seven things here. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord, have compassion on some, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. We're going to look at that. But first, he said, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to remember something is to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something experienced in the past. And so he says, but, it's all going on out there. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken of the apostles. What happened in the past, they told us. He said, they told you. And so 2 Peter 3:3 says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 2 Peter 1:5, Peter said, moreover, I endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. And then he said in 2 Peter 3:1-3, he said, this second epistle, beloved, I write now unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. And so Jude says, but, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before. Remember. Now, the first verse here, he said, let me tell you what he didn't say. He didn't say, I endeavor that you, after I'm dead, remember these things, have them always in remembrance. That's not what he said. What did he say? He said that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Now, in 1 Corinthians 10, we read, there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So he says, I'll give you a way of escape. What is it? Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In Ephesians 6:13, he said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And so, when Peter said that you may be able, he's saying, you're not going to be able unless you take the whole armor of God and put it on. Now, get in Ephesians chapter 6, go down through that chapter, and maybe take one piece of armor each day and have a time with the Lord. Say, how am I doing on this piece of armor? Have I got it on? If I don't have it on, how do I put it on? Are you happy with what I'm doing? Do I need to make some changes here? Put on the whole armor of God. If you don't, you're not going to be able to stand. So Peter said, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. Now, the thing about remembering, it requires thinking. The word think is in the Bible 65 times, thinkest another 9, thinking twice, thought 81 times, and the little phrase, I thought, 13 times. The first time we find that phrase, Abraham said in Genesis 20, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. He said, Sarah, they're going to kill us. You're so beautiful, and he's going to want to take you into his harem. Well, he will. If you say you're my sister, yeah, he'll do what he does with his harem, but that's better than being dead. Abraham, it'd be better to be dead. What's the matter with you? The remnant. Oh, bad Abraham. Oh, look in the mirror. Let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. There isn't any one of us that couldn't have this happen to us. Yet, in Psalm 119, we got David. He said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. That word testimonies is in Psalm 119 23 times, and it's talking about God's declared standard. And so, as a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. David said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. And so we're going to think on our ways concerning the building program. How are we building in the faith department? Are we praying in the Holy Ghost? Do we even know what that means? Are we keeping ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, having compassion, saving with fear, pulling them out of the fire, and hating even the garment spotted by the flesh? Interesting. Jude, in his little book, starts off talking about loving, and he ends it here talking about hating. Well, we're going to look at that in the programs to come. In the meantime, we need to sing this message and song again. It's a prayer. Let's make it our prayer today. Nearer, still nearer.
Save your soul precious. Sinful, not.